ladies and gentlemen. This is your friend, the Last Niner, again, speaking from the moss-covered little theater. The moss-covered little theater that hung in the well.
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 Well, if it isn't Addison Sims of Seattle. Well, I haven't seen you since our good old college days at ICS. I remember how you made your college letter, going out for magazine covers. And what business are you in now, Addison?
Well, right now, I'm not working.
Oh, a vaudeville actor, eh? A professional people. Well, this is a pleasure. You know, I used to be in vaudeville myself. Yes, sir, why, do you know that when I... What? Oh, he does? Oh, I'm sorry, Addison. I'll take this up with you later. Jimmy Greer wants to play a little music now. And we let him. He's a little temperamental if we don't. I say he's a little temperamental. As a matter of fact, compared to Jimmy Greer, a movie actress with an unbreakable contract is acquiescent.
Acquiescent. Why don't you say what you mean and stop this baby talk? Go right ahead and play, Jimmy.
Jim Dandy. If nobody's looking, you might even crack out with it's a Jim Greer Dandy. Or maybe that's getting a little commercial. We can't have that, you know. Imagine Twerp being commercial. By the first thing you know, the sponsor will be renewing my contract. Ah, you shudder to think of it, don't you? Well, close the shutter and open the window, then.
I'm afraid I'll have to interrupt this soliloquy of yours, Twerp.
What's this soliloquy? Pig Latin?
You ought to know, hamhead. Look, what I'm trying to tell you is that your two friends from Arkansas are in the offing.
They're no friends of mine. Look, Annie, you kind of take over here, will you?
Okay, Twerp. I'll do the Gabby interlude then. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Esquire section of the Ozarks come those two mountain fashion plates, the Beau Brummels of Arkansas, Oscar and Elmer.
Elmer. The man's ready.
Yeah, well, dagnabbit, Oscar, I ain't ready, and I don't think I'll be ready for some time. This town's done played a dirty trick on me. I come out here for the climate, and I ain't seen so much rain, fog, mud, and clouds and stuff in all my life. The only kind of weather they got out here is that's unusual. That's my fine stuff.
Ha, ha, ha. Bet you're homesick again, isn't it?
Yeah, I certainly am. Back in Arkansas, Oscar, you know, it only rains once every 5 or 6 years, and boy, when it does, it ain't no fizzle drizzle.
Usually it's dust storms bringing in Missouri farmland and laying us 4 foot deep all over Taney County.
Yeah, and after the last time it rained, dog holler, I had more fun than I've had in all my life. We've just been having a lot of them bad dust storms, and one day it clouded up, thundered 3 times, lightning struck once, and 2 feet of water fell for Paul could get from the barn to house. I reckon it was a cloud buster, or better.
Gosh, Elmer, I bet that was a damage doer, more than a cyclone either.
Oh, Oscar, everything would have been swell, but the dam up the head of Goose Creek was busted, and that's what caused all the excitement. More things happened in Taney County that day than has ever happened before since. Everybody's sitting around watching rain come down when all of a sudden a 20-foot wall of water comes sweeping right down onto Dog Holler.
A 20-foot wall of water? Not really.
Well, it certainly did. That prize fighter, Bull Bolin, was dancing around, boxing his shadow down in that open-air dance pavilion when the water came along. It picked up the whole works just like nothing. The last they seen a bull, he was sitting right in the middle of the dance floor, a wagon tongue in one hand, the shingle in the other, rolling the whole doggone works I saw upstream.
Bet that was plenty comical.
Oh, shucks, Oscar. And Paul's hired man was standing down the barn lot chopping out a barn door out of a piece of board when the water hit him. The water picked up the door and him, and he just hooked the axe under one end of it, reared back and surfboarded clean into the next county. You know Ezra in the nap picker, didn't you?
The sleepy feller?
Yeah, well he was asleep in his shack when the water hit him. It picked up the shack and all and took it 3 miles and set it down the big apple tree. First he knowed anything about it was when he woke up 2 days later, opened the back door of the shack, stepped out and fell 30 feet and stuck his head in the mass of mud, clean up to his neck. Why, Oscar, that flood was a blessing to Taney County. Them dust storms had been so bad back there for so long that after the flood went down, people found fences, chicken houses, windmills that had been buried for 3 years. Paul found 2 tractors, a chicken house, an apple orchard, and a herd of cows that had been buried under that dad blamed dust.
Gosh, that was nice.
Yeah, well, after everything got dried off, the windmills started running, the cows got up and began to moo and eat grass, and why, Oscar, since that flood come along and washed Missouri off Arkansas, people took a new grab on life, and prosperity was just around the corner.
Hmm. What corner, Elmer?
Why, that corner down there, Oscar, you got me there.
Well, is it safe to come back now?
Yeah, that's the great thing about radio. You can reach 1 million people, but they can't reach you.
Huh, if it isn't insult, it's philosophy I gotta take. Come on over, Addison, and we'll have a good old-fashioned talk fest.
If you talk fast, Addison won't even get a word in edgeways.
You see? Now she's turned a bum pun into an inference that I'll try to monopolize the conversation. What are we talking about anyhow, Addison?
Well, you said you were in vaudeville.
Well, not anymore. I used to be, and I made $5,000 a week. But I had to follow a trained monkey act, so I quit.
Why, that's silly. Why should you quit a good $5,000 a week vaudeville job just because you had to follow a trained monkey act? That shouldn't make you sore.
Well, the audience thought he was the encore.
Yeah, the audience... Wait a minute. How did that get in there? You know, Addison, sometimes I find myself almost disliking Annie. Take this morning, for instance. Last night I caught a cold in the head, and this morning she was trying to break it up.
You're a hard man to get along with, twerp. You had a cold in the head, and she was trying to break it up.
Yeah, but with a hammer.
With a hammer. Oh, well, Joe, fun's fun, you know.
Yeah, but you can't laugh all the time.
Oh, I don't know. Look at the hyena.
Leave Annie out of this, you cad.
Well, that's a nice chivalrous gesture.
No, it's a Shanghai gesture. And I picked it up along with a touch of malaria while I was in the Far East. I remember the occasion distinctly. Dennison and I had just fallen into a reverie.
You'd fallen into a what?
We had fallen into a reverie. Mine was warm and cozy and sheltered me from a cool little breeze that had sprung up from the west.
Twerp, are you another idiot?
No, a full-blooded American. But I haven't said a word yet. Anyhow, Addison, that's not what I called you into my office for. I'm producing a play, and I understand that you're a thespian. Is that true? Are you a thespian?
Well, yes. I take a little now and then to sort of clear my head and steady my nerves. But you don't have to be so high and mighty about it. You don't have to stand there with that knowing smile on your face. Stop it, I say. Quit smirking at me.
What's your temperature?
I said don't smirk.
Oh, you know me better than that, Addison. I neither smirk nor drink.
What do you think of that, Annie?
Well, the more I think of it, the less I think of it. Why don't you both go back into vaudeville?
That doesn't sound like such a bad idea at that. You know, Annie, I had a friend who made a fortune in vaudeville.
He must have been a magician.
Well, he was a magician. And he made $150,000 a week.
Wait a minute. How did he ever make $150,000 a week?
Why ask me? I don't know how he did any of his tricks. Shall I go on?
I don't care. It's immaterial to me.
That's funny. It's new material to me. Well, anyhow, the feature of this magician's act was sawing a lady in half. If she was a fat lady, he'd saw her in quarters. Then he'd give me one of the quarters, and I'd go down to the drugstore and get 2 packs of Luckies. They were selling 2 for a quarter at the time. At first, he would just saw any girl in half. But he finally came out to Hollywood and started making a lot of money, so he began using motion picture celebrities. He even had a theme song for his act.
So what was the theme song?
I Saw Stars. Now, aren't you sorry you asked? Well, then came the crash of 1929, and things went from bad to worse to the music business, and the magician finally had to let his assistant go.
You mean the girl he sawed in half all the time?
Yeah. Well, she was all cut up over it. She said she was so sorry she had to leave him.
And was the magician sorry he had to let her go?
What?
I said, was the magician sorry, too?
Oh, yes. He said, it's been awfully nice halving you. You better get in here pretty quick, Jimmy. The old egg and vegetable barrage is about to commence.
Such a wonderful light in her eyes, the kind of light that means just love, the kind of love that brings sweet harmony. I sigh, I cry, just a glimpse of heaven when my baby smiles at me.